Steve Gerber Show. Glad you're here for the conversation. My next guest is an academic who keeps his eyes on so many different things. A lot of time spent looking at what the administration, this administration, any administration is doing when it comes to guns and so forth. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. He's been here with me for going on 10 years now. You can always find out more at crimeresearch.org. John, good to have you here. I see that this terror watch list, we talked about this a little bit, the terror watch list was something created, to keep America safe, to make sure people couldn't sometimes fly in airplanes, couldn't buy firearms, that's for sure. But you've let the world know here recently that there are now 2 million people on this terror watch list. Seems to me it might be a little bit overbroad. What is this? What's going on?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a bit of a black box. We don't know exactly who they've decided to put on or why. I mean, after the January 6th riot that we had in D.C., there was a talk about expanding the list to, you know, include more U.S. extremists and white supremacists that are there. Who knows exactly what's there? We see people being accused of being extremists all the time. The Southern Poverty Law Center, which apparently is working with the Department of Justice on these types of things, has even classified people like Charles Murray, who's, I think, a respected conservative intellectual, as a white supremacist. You just had Larry Elder a couple days ago in the Los Angeles Times, being accused of someone with blackface, being the blackface of white supremacy.
Isn't that the craziest thing you've ever, the Los Angeles Times, how a writer could put that out there and still have a job, how an editor could allow that to be published and still have a job, it's beyond the pale to me, but go on.
Well, who knows? You know, it's the equivalent of somebody going out and claiming that James Craig is the black face of white supremacy in Michigan. It's just crazy stuff. But you would think Democrats would be forced to kind of disavow it and attack the Los Angeles Times. But, everything seems so desperate to hold on to power in California that anything passes. But, you know, this terror watch list has been used for lots of things. In 2016, Obama, when he was president, called for using it to ban people being able to buy guns. Senator Dianne Feinstein at the time tried to put an amendment to the budget that would ban people from having guns. Republicans blocked it. Republicans had their own version that you could be banned from buying a gun if a court had a hearing. In order to see if there was evidence for that. But Democrats found that unacceptable. I guess my concern is now that the Democrats completely control Congress and the presidency, you may see, something like that snuck into the budget, you know, these huge spending bills that they have. The thing is, you have some agency, for some unknown reason, can add people's names to it. There's no oversight that occurs there. You have people being added in 2014, where we had some detailed information on who is being added. There were 40% of the people there who were added who had no known affiliation with any terrorist group, even according to the agencies that were there. You could be added simply because the government wants to interview you because you might know somebody else who might be that they're suspicious of.
Right. Somebody else. Turn in your neighbor. I mean, where have I heard that before? You know, if you see something suspicious, say something, right? It's so Germany 1935. It's frightening, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, you know, and, you know, specifically with regard to buying a gun, I mean, it sounds terrifying to think that people on the terror watch list are going to be able to go and buy a gun. But if you looked at the data from the beginning of 2004 through the end of 2014, there are 2,000 people who were on the terror watch list who had bought guns. None of them were found to have committed any type of crime.
Afterwards. Well, John, I'll tell you this. I know a couple of individuals that have somebody on the no-fly list,
right,
that have to carry these extra papers with them now every time they go anywhere, because otherwise, if they don't have these papers saying, I'm not this person, this is me, not this person here, they're not allowed on an airplane. I mean, this is how badly it works.
Well, the no-fly list is a kind of a subset of the terror watch list that they have. You have the late Senator Ted Kennedy. There were stories about him being denied to fly on a plane five times because he had a name similar to someone that was on the no-fly list. You had people like Congressman Tom McClintock from California who ran into the same problem. And the thing is, you look at the errors in something like the NICS background check system for buying guns. I mean, there are 3.8 million people that have been stopped from buying guns. But something like about 99% of those are mistakes because they simply have people who have names similar to those that they really want to go and stop.
Right, but good luck ever.
That's bad enough to begin with.
The problem is ever clearing it up. The problem is once your name is in the computer, it just circulates and I mean, it's a nightmare, right?
No, I mean, this isn't going to give you any more faith in the system working, but Tom McClintock went to the floor of Congress and gave a speech about it where he was saying that the people in the federal government advised him not to fly under the name Tom McClintock, but when he bought his airplane tickets, to fly under the name T. Miller McClintock, because his middle name was Miller, and used that as his name. And he had no problem flying after that.
That's insane. And these stories, they don't get any better. They don't go away. And this is why government in charge of your constitutional rights is incredibly dangerous. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org to find out more. You can also find books like Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Doctor, always an education. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
There you have it. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.